A federal judge has thrown out the case against an Oregon lawyer who was suspected of terrorism. The FBI picked up Brandon Mayfield earlier this month, saying his fingerprints matched evidence in the bombings of several trains in Madrid, Spain. Now the FBI acknowledges the fingerprints do not match, as Christian Fodenwenzel reports from Oregon Public Broadcasting.
Brandon Mayfield was arrested May 6th under the Material Witness Statute, a provision that allows the government to detain indefinitely someone who may have knowledge of a crime and may be a flight risk. Speaking at a news conference after the judge's decision, Mayfield called the government's handling of this case prejudicial and discriminatory in the extreme.
You can't just focus on Arab Muslims and now, I guess, American Muslims, as we see, as a potential terrorist. There's enemies that lurk out there everywhere.
Mayfield says he was targeted because of his conversion to Islam and his links to Portland's Muslim community. Mayfield expressed particular concern at the USA Patriot Act, especially the sneak and peek provision which allows law enforcement officers to investigate a home or office without notifying the owner. In fact, Mayfield says his family suspected they were being watched when they noticed a deadbolt on their front door, which they don't use, had been activated on two different occasions.
We knew that somebody was in the house. I couldn't say at that time who it was. There was none of the money in the house was gone, so we thought it was odd that a burglar would come through and do this repeatedly and not take anything.
Mayfield's attorney, public defender Steve Wax, says he suspects the government used the material witness statute to circumvent usual legal protections.
Fear of terror creates a climate in which abuse is more likely to happen. Certainly since 9/11, we have been living in a climate of fear of terror.
Of particular concern to Wax were leaks from U.S. officials to Newsweek magazine that Mayfield's fingerprints were an absolute incontrovertible match. But Karen Immergut, the U.S. attorney for Oregon, blamed that fingerprint evidence as the primary basis for dropping the Mayfield case.
In short, the reason for the dismissal was that we obtained new evidence over the weekend that caused the FBI to change its prior conclusive fingerprint identification of Brandon Mayfield to one that is inconclusive.
The FBI quickly backed the U.S. attorney's decision with an apology to Mayfield and his family. The FBI's special agent in charge in Oregon, Robert Jordan, explained that the fingerprint mismatch was due to investigators examining a copy of the fingerprint and not the real thing.
Upon review, it was determined that the FBI identification was based on an image of substandard quality, which was particularly problematic because of the remarkable number of points of similarity between Mr. Mayfield's prints and the print details in the images submitted to the FBI.
Furthermore, Jordan says the FBI's fingerprint unit will review its current practices and ask an international panel of fingerprint experts to examine this case. Meanwhile, Brandon Mayfield says he has yet to decide whether he'll sue, but he is considering writing a book about his last few weeks. For NPR News, I'm Christian Fodenwenzel in Portland.